4:30, here are your RTL Today headlines. I'm John Baker. Police have announced that the driver who was seriously injured in a crash on the A3 motorway over the weekend has passed away as a result of his injuries. A new report confirms the significant financial incentive for working in Luxembourg, revealing that cross-border workers from France's Grand Est region earn an average of 65% more than their counterparts employed locally. And in an email to their customers, energy provider Enervos has detailed the lower electricity prices that will take effect from January 2026. In international news, it is understood that President Emmanuel Macron will this week announce that France is restoring military service on a voluntary basis in the face of the growing threat posed by Russia. And a court bailiff has been killed while on duty in the Saarland town of Besbach, prompting shock and grief across the regional judiciary. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's pretty grey and grim out there at the moment, and the cloudy conditions will be with us for a while, I'm afraid, with bursts of rain from time to time, and the possibility of even sleet and snow in northern areas. It's currently around 5 degrees and will cool down as the day progresses.